Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we talk about what's obviously most critically, crucially important. This week on This Is Important.
Wooden turtles? Are we all having the same idea?
You also said that it lands in the back of your hair and tells you how to fuck, and you called it a ratatouille.
And I started screaming, and I'm naked, just with jizz water in the bathtub, and my mom comes running in.
They're drinking and, like, smoking, and they're 7 years old.
And here we go.
Uh-huh. What's the deal?
Are you eating sushi off of people?
Yes.
You can't do that right now.
They're sanitized.
What is, the fish? The fish is sanitized?
The people you put the fish on and eat it off of.
Nude sushi.
Oh, Jesus.
Ooh, welcome to the very first hot podcast. From the guys formerly known as the guys that created Workaholics, but now we're known as the This Is Important guys. I thought we were all going to say that.
We're going to be podcast boys.
Yeah. Podcasters.
Well, we are podcast boys for sure, but I thought—
I'm podcast Kyle.
The name of it is— I'm podcast Adam. I thought the name of it is This Is Important, because it is.
Yeah,
this
that's
is important.
The name of it.
And
this
that's
is
the
important.
First thing we'll talk about is how important the name is.
How important it is. For the four of us to have a podcast.
And who's here? Just as because I can't see you guys way over there.
That's true. Hey, I'm a podcast Blake. How is everybody?
I'm doing really good, podcast Blake. This is podcast Adam.
All right. Doing pretty good over here, podcast Kyle.
And the podcast honors over here. Hey, guys.
Podcasters.
Podcasters.
And together we are podcasters.
No, together we're This Is Important.
Yeah, This Is Important.
Oh, shit.
And
I'm so sorry. I should have read that.
So
better.
Blake Durs and I just recently did something pretty cool. Blake's wearing the hat. Shark Week, baby!
Uh-huh. Not an ad, but definitely tune in.
It could be an ad if they want to. Yeah, if they want to pay for it.
Do you think Discovery Channel will
drop
some coin on us?
I doubt it. It was pretty cool though. We got to go to the Bahamas. That was my first big outing since the Rona has struck. We got to go to the Bahamas. Got fully tested before going out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we all knew that everybody was Rona-free.
Had it. Everyone had it.
Everyone had it. Matter. Yeah, you had to test positive.
Herd immunity on the trip.
Uh-huh. I caught myself just like touching people probably more than I normally would.
What?
Like crew guys, I was just like kind of,
Oh,
like,
because of lack of human contact?
Yeah, and I know that they don't have it.
Right.
And you haven't touched another person in so goddamn long.
Yeah, as soon as you get the green light, you're handsy.
These guys did have a certain musculature that made you want to grab them.
Oh, my God. These professional shark divers, can we talk about how fucking hot they were?
Please do. Oh, I'm over here waiting. I wasn't there.
I'm not going to stop you.
Give me the description,
babe. We're talking long, lean.
Shredded.
Long.
There was this, no, for real, there was this dude, Andre, that was, I mean, he, a local Bahaman gentleman.
Mm-hmm. Bahaman?
Yes. Bahamian? Mm-hmm. Bahaman?
Bahamian?
Bahaman.
Bahaman. ripped, dude. Mm-hmm. Just like, and he had like this wetsuit.
Yeah.
Woo, that fit boy. Him well.
Why was his wetsuit so much cooler? It was like, there was no branding, no nothing. It was like, he made it.
I mean, it was very cool. He looked like Black Panther. He looked like he was trying to get cast in some shit.
That's tight.
And that dude is Andre. I follow him on Instagram because he's one sexy, smart, nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
And if you're listening, give him a follow.
But we got to do some, like, truly gnarly shit. There was, like, a sunken ship, and then we dove right down to it, and then there was, like, 25 sharks, and they're swimming all around us. We got, like, hit in the head with a tiger shark fin, which was pretty gnarly. Durs got attacked. He's a shark attack survivor.
Got attacked by a genuine tiger shark. That's all I'm going to say. You got to watch to see what happens.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like you're doing the audio version of what people should be watching after this airs.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We're all about spoilers here at This Is Important.
This is important to let you know what you're going to watch.
Right. And it also, I think you've done enough in terms of piquing the interest of people. Don't give it away. Make them watch the Disco Channel.
Yeah, there's some really crazy stuff we haven't even talked about.
Oh, wait. Like
the UFO that showed up, for sure.
What? Yeah. Just several species of sharks you didn't even know existed.
What?
Oh, yeah. Those alien sharks. That was crazy.
That was.
What? The Sharknado. Well, I don't want to. There was a Sharknado.
Oh,
there
my God. I want to give it away. Real.
There was.
Mm-hmm.
Those are real.
There was a shark, Nano, where I was swimming past the shark. He turned around. He goes, Nano?
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Didn't like the way you were looking at him.
Well, that sounds really cool. It's awesome that you guys all got to go and I was here, you know, back in California just
it's weird
in
that,
my garden.
It's weird that they kept making a point that they were glad you weren't there. And I kept saying, that's not cool. But right. after like 3 or 4 days, I was like, I know.
Yeah, you're like, that right. is kind of cool.
It does make sense.
Yeah,
it
well, nice. I did some crazy stuff in my garden, too. I put some fertilizer down, and I went after some varmints that were getting after the tomatoes.
Oh, my God. I had this nightmare about had some traps. Gardening.
The worms are the sharks of the garden.
Absolutely. Mm. The worms and the rats and the birds. You got to pick your crop before the birds come. I'll tell you that much. Otherwise, what? You sharing it with them?
Do you believe in killing those rats or are you like removing them and putting them somewhere else?
I'm a removing guy.
Okay.
But so I will. I have
catapult
to the point,
or what?
No, I'll catch them in a cage and then pick them up and move them.
Like where?
To another part of...
Like you get in your car and take them places?
Well, I got that big piece of land right next to me, so I just drop it over the fence and set them free.
And they're back in 20
minutes? Yeah, but
they're going
to come right back to your house.
You got to get in the car.
Here's as close as I'll get. I got some BB guns, and I do take shots at them.
Okay. And the truth comes out.
Okay.
But I'm not really trying to hit them, because that's nasty. I'm trying to just
rat
scare them out of
socks.
There. You know what I mean?
So you wearing rat fur socks.
You've changed, Kyle. Mm-hmm. I remember the old days when we used to just murder rats left and right.
Yeah, that's inside the house. I'm down with that, bro. They're not allowed inside the house in any way, shape, or form, okay? Gotcha. I got my pets
it's
for that.
It's usually just rat shape and form, right?
Well, we used to, for some context, Kyle, Blake, and myself used to live together in the house that we shot Workaholics, allegedly. Can we even say Workaholics on the podcast?
I think so.
Yeah, of course. Allegedly, we can.
That's a big part of my life. If we can't, I'll take him to court.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, it was called Workaholics?
Yeah, allegedly, we had a show on for 7 seasons on Comedy Central.
All right, I'll go.
Allegedly, it was a hit.
Allegedly, we were all in it.
We all were in it and created it together.
Allegedly, best show on TV.
So, if you guys are getting the vibe that we're very scared that anything we could say could be turned against us and that we can just be canceled for saying that we had a TV show.
It's more getting sued.
Allegedly, we do feel that way.
I don't want to get sued by Viacom.
Allegedly. You might.
Yeah.
Allegedly, you might. Yeah. Well, we all lived in the house together, and that's not allegedly. That's facts right there. We did all live. And we had a serious, serious rat problem.
Facts.
Facts. I always forget the number. Do you guys remember the number that we caught? Like on the one day we caught X amount? Because it's grown in my head.
I feel like it was legit 17.
Okay, like it was. That seems right because I've been telling people like 32.
No, I remember like there was this one crawl space in the hall that we could put a trap, and it was like I remember going outside and cracking a beer, and then we would just hear, and it's like okay, there's one, and then crack another beer. There's another one.
And I can't remember if that was the same day or within the few days of the night that I've lost my mind and just wore my boxer shorts and killed multiple rats with Windex and a broom.
Well, that was when I know you got one caught in the sink and it couldn't get out. It was scrambling and you
was
grabbed
sad,
the Windex and said,
That was sad. That was sad.
So it was just like, oh, I can't breathe. Oh, it's hitting me.
No,
now.
the trick is,
you got it.
And you know, allegedly I did this.
Yeah,
this is all alleged.
But when rats are in your house, I mean, they were all over. I would come home, I'd be gone for a few weeks doing whatever, and then come home to the house. And you know, we're not going in each other's rooms. So that's like dead space in the house. And I'd come home and there'd be like, I don't know, 300 rat pellets. On my bedspread?
Poo-poo. Yeah, poo-poo.
Just, like, just say shit.
Just fully, well, they're pellets.
That's but a fucking weird-ass thing.
Pellets makes it sound like you laid out food.
Right, that's kind of what
well,
I thought.
Well, I did. It was my room.
He definitely just left out tons gems? Of Jack Links.
I definitely had bags and bags of Jack Links. Shout out Jack Links. Please sponsor.
Please sponsor
you
us.
Spilled Monster. They were all you were trying to create, like, ninja rats.
A super rats. Yeah.
So much Monster.
And,
please sponsor.
And so one night I, like, got fed up and just, like, sort of snapped and went into the kitchen to get some water late at night, like 2 a.m. or something. And there was just like 6 rats in our kitchen. So I sat there all night with a broom and with some Windex and would spray them in the face. And then they go blind. And then I beat them to death viciously. Allegedly, I did this viciously with the broom.
Meanwhile, my room is closest to the kitchen. I was just trying to sleep. but I had to.
Hey, dude, I was saving your life.
I believe it.
Those rats were going to crawl right up in your grill, just turn around and just drop a pellet. A
pellet right on my lips.
Yeah, just you're going
to. I just remember somebody telling a story about how they're like in their bed with their girlfriend at the time, and the rats were like under their bed scratching around.
That was,
and they were like, what was that noise? And it was like, oh, no, that's just,
That was me and my ex-girlfriend, and I remember I told her it was the pipes. Because you heard like, like on the hardwood floor, you heard like the rat like, chick, chick, chick,
right.
chick on the way in. Bro. And she was like, what's that? And I go, it's an old house. It's just old pipes.
You just were like, rats rattling pipes.
Ratatouille.
Rat.
Dude, that was
great. That would be, dude, can you imagine though if it was a ratatouille who like jumped in your hair and like taught you how to fuck right?
There we go.
Oh, I wish.
There's hey. The like, ratatouille too.
Hey guys, new much. Movie idea.
I just watched Ratatouille for the first time very recently.
Uh-huh. Wait, what is a ratatouille?
Well, it's a
Pixar
it's
movie?
A it's yeah, a dish.
I know that, but I thought it was a food.
It's
it
a is. Dish.
Okay, great.
But we're well, using
hang on.
It. As...
I said it's a Pixar movie, and you said right, but I thought well, it was you a food. Also said so that... you know it was both of those
but
things.
But you also said that it lands in the back of your hair and tells you how to fuck, and that's you called amazing. It a ratatouille. And I'm like, how does the dish land in the back of your
have
hair
you
and tell
ratatouille?
You how to?
Have you seen Ratatouille?
No,
oh
that's
my
why
god,
I know
you've
it's a
never
movie,
seen
right? I do understand it's a movie that stars a mouse. Is the mouse named Ratatouille?
It's a rat.
And the
no, hold on, it's the mouse named. It's a rat named Ratatouille?
It's a rat.
Basically.
I don't know
okay,
if his
no,
name
that's
is Ratatouille.
Fucking bullshit. Is it known as a Ratatouille?
Is E.T.'s name E.T.?
Well,
is
what
it?
Do you
debatable.
Mean?
I don't no know. One knows. I don't. There's no way to find out.
But what I'm saying is he gets in the dude's hair and controls him on how to, like, cook.
That's how
okay,
he all right,
thank
so
you. This so this was the question. Not the question was, what is a Ratatouille? The question was, what does Ratatouille do?
Well, I like what you're doing, which is playing the part of the stupid executive who's like, and imagine I've never seen this movie.
Well,
I just
I mean,
brought
to
you
be
in
perfectly
on.
Honest, I did not. Speaking of stupid executives, mm-hmm. I didn't know it was a – is it like a soup or something? Is that right?
Ratatouille is a dish.
Yeah.
It's like a stew.
This is where I got
I
confused.
I think we had an argument. We
I don't know what the food actually is. I knew it was a food. I definitely knew it was a movie. That's where you're like, if you're the food, do you just go, this movie, it already like dwarfed – our business.
See,
we got to change
mind,
the name of the food.
You might as well
when
be stew
that,
lasagna or
when,
something.
In my mind, when you said that, I imagined a jambalaya jumping in the back of your hair and telling you how to fuck.
Oh,
and that didn't make
okay.
sense
that's
to me.
That's a different well, movie. Yeah. A good movie, but
yeah.
Hey, new movie idea.
Yeah. Ratatouille is like a non-fancy stew-type meal, and the whole movie is about being a fancy chef. And then he's like, no, we're going to make this non-fancy thing. And then the dude who's like Mr. Fancy Critic comes in and is like, ratatouille, sips it and is like, holy shit.
Right.
This is exactly what I had as a broke-ass kid growing up. It's the best thing I've ever had. Mm.
That's
beautiful.
A spoiler.
Wow.
That's a huge
that sounds
spoiler.
Beautiful.
I feel like we spoiled that movie worse than Shark Week at
yeah,
this
but you
point.
Know what, Blake? It was important.
Yeah.
It was. And everything
context
we speak about
everything.
Is
hey,
very
if you
important.
Haven't seen Ratatouille by now, sorry. We're spoiling it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, you know what movie I watched last night?
No.
What's up?
I watched...
Allegedly.
Allegedly, I watched.
A legend.
Allegedly.
Starring Tom Cruise.
Great movie.
I watched Pinocchio.
Oh
yeah. Dude, terrifying.
Yeah,
dude,
that's got a crazy
the
part.
The scariest movie I've, and I was high. I was mm-hmm. super, I was like, you know what, I'm going to watch Pinocchio. And just, you know, ate like six edibles and like smoked a joint to myself.
Uh-huh.
And truly terrifying.
Pig Island?
I mean, it's,
yeah.
It's been
yeah.
a minute.
Here's the story breakdown in like quick beats.
Oh, it's been a minute, so you've
well,
never seen it.
It was a 1940s movie. It's
right.
so old.
Yeah.
Very old.
And then, so there's Geppetto.
Geppetto.
He's super Italian. Kind of forgot how like Italian he is. Even though his name's Geppetto,
I think
you
he's the basis of all Italian people
all
from
like,
that movie.
Yeah. All the stereotypes is Geppetto.
Thanks, Disney.
And he's like really into – he's kind of a weirdo. He's like really into woodworking mm-hmm. and just makes clocks. And whenever he's trying to party, he rocks all the clocks at once, which makes an insane, pretty annoying noise. Mm-hmm. And him and his cat dance. So he is carving
that's
this.
That's how you meet the guy?
Yeah. This is he's carving this Pinocchio, and he's like, I wish he was a real boy. And then prays to like the star. This fairy comes down. It's like, it's a real boy.
When
but
you wish upon a star.
Yeah, yeah. But who's yeah. who's wishing
oh,
upon
Blake,
the star?
You know, you've
Geppetto. Okay. Was
Jiminy
Cricket?
Cricket?
Is
yeah.
Jiminy
yeah.
Cricket.
He's like the host of the movie.
Yeah. He's
the narrator.
He's the conscience.
Yes, and, let it be your guide.
Give a little whistle.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I remember. So anyway, so he becomes a real boy. The first thing Geppetto does, which is an insane move, is he goes, guess what? You got to go to school today. First day this kid's alive.
Damn.
Doesn't even spend a day like going to have some fun, going to the water park or something.
Geppetto's a working man.
I guess, yeah, he has to work.
He's got to earn his
keep. I mean, it was the middle of the night that this kid came alive. You don't want to even kick with the kid. So anyways, he goes.
Bad father.
Hold on. Yeah, that is weird. He's like, my one wish is that you're a real boy. Okay, get the fuck out of my hair.
Why don't you go to real school, motherfucker?
Yeah.
So then he doesn't even walk him to school. He doesn't even walk the kid to school. This is a child. This is a wooden child. First day alive.
He's a real boy, you asshole.
No, he's not real yet. He isn't real.
You're still wooden. That's the whole plot of the movie, right? He wants to be real.
Well, is that what it is? He's not actually real because he's still wooden?
He's still wooden. Yeah. So he sends him off to school. Then this gnarly fox comes and was like, oh, shit, I'm going to sell this guy into slavery, allegedly. Mm-hmm. Does. Sells him into this marionette, like puppeteer guy,
right,
who's a psychopath, locks him in a cage. Mm-hmm. Jiminy Cricket gets him. They sneak out. Then they get
spoilers.
Then they get
1940s spoiler coming in hot.
Welcome to This Is Disney Movies.
I haven't seen it yet.
On the way home, he gets kidnapped again. And they go to some, like, island where it's, like, just kids are, just bad kids are there playing, much like in Ninja Turtles.
That's basically Shredder's Lair.
They're drinking and, like, smoking, and they're, like, 7 years old.
Yeah, they're all, like, 6, 7 years old, and they're just housing beers.
It is what Shredder's Lair was, right? Like,
and the Ninja Turtles wanted to be real ninjas.
Yeah, so it's kind of a reimagining of Pinocchio.
Hey, guys, movie idea.
Four baby turtles.
Wooden turtles? Are we all having the same idea?
So then after he gets out of that, he like goes and lives underwater for a while, which is pretty weird.
Maestro.
And then he goes back to Geppetto's house. It's covered in cobwebs. Geppetto's no longer living there. And then there's a handwritten note where it says, hey, Pinocchio, if you get back here, I'm stuck inside of a whale. A whale has eaten me, just to let you know where I'm at. How does that note get there? Pretty weird hole in the story. So then he goes and is like, I got to find Geppetto. And then he's just back underwater with his water friends. And they go inside of this whale. And then they finally save him.
There we go.
When he turns into a donkey and those kids start turning into donkeys.
Oh, yeah.
It is legit bizarre and scary.
But these are, I mean, I'm sure a lot of younger people that weren't around. Like
youngsters,
we were.
Youngsters.
Youngsters that weren't around in the 1940s like we were.
Right.
Who grew up on this seminal film of our childhood are probably like, this is an insane movie. And I'm telling you, smoke weed and watch it. It is a ride.
I watched it on an airplane like 5 months ago, like on my iPad or whatever. And after the flight, this older gentleman comes up behind me pre-COVID.
You're under arrest.
puts his hand on my shoulder and he goes, I just want to tell you, I'm so excited to see a young person like you watching a classic movie like that.
Oh, my God.
And I was like,
get your hand off me, bro.
Thank you, Patient Zero.
I know. Watching a movie like that, I was like, I wonder if like, cancel culture is going to come for, like, Pinocchio. Because there's, you know.
Well, didn't
it
come for Gone with the Wind?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's because Gone
seen
with the Wind is like fighting for slaves. They're like,
but then but now it's back. They put it back and they just put a title at the beginning. They just add the context at the beginning.
Yeah,
I'm all about that. That's what Disney Plus did too, I think. All their old shit, they're putting titles.
Yeah, but also what young kid who's impressionable is watching Gone with the Wind?
Totally. They're like, you know what?
They just spent all afternoon watching TikTok and they're like, you know what I need? I need to be gone with the wind.
I've actually never seen Gone with the Wind. Allegedly, it's about slaves. I don't know.
It's my favorite movie. No, but like, yes, they put a title card at the beginning of a streaming thing. But if you catch that shit on like AMC midway through, then what?
Then
what? Then your brain is turned into mush.
I mean, maybe we just update these Disney movies. Mm-hmm. Pinocchio becomes Pacovidido.
Oh, write that down. Write that down.
That's important. That's a hit.
That was important. Cavodidio. Yeah.
Huh. Do we end the podcast here? Have we done our job?
Covidido.
I think I jump out the window.
at
this point.
Uh-huh.
I liked it, though. Covidido. It's got a ring
Pacovido.
To it. Pacovidido.
Pacovido.
How about put another fucking idea out there?
Oh, the classics.
See, we're going to get so good at podcasting. It's the first
That's
one.
That's the thing.
We're not firing on all cylinders quite yet.
Podcast Neo?
They say it takes 30 to 40 podcasts to get good.
They do.
Right?
Oh, they say 40 to get good?
Yeah, right? Isn't that the thing? Isn't that common knowledge?
I bet you that's probably right.
40 eps to get good?
I mean, what is it, 10,000 hours? Well, right. Podcasts are like 14 hours long each?
10,000 podcasts.
Yeah. And then we're going to be.
Yeah.
But we'll you're going to want to follow along for the ride.
Hey, you're going to see every episode. We're going to get better and better. We're going to get better at talking. We're going to talk real good.
I'm not going to say Pekovidio anymore.
No, see.
Keep saying it.
Keep saying it. That's your thing now, Blake. Right, we're going to develop certain things, fun traits.
First t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, probably now.
Yeah. I mean, it's. Double down, triple down, baby. Yeah. Let's go.
Like, we're all going to have fun things that we lean into on the pod.
Mm-hmm.
And yours is going to be saying stupid shit that doesn't make sense.
Yeah. The thing you won't remember how to pronounce in 20 minutes.
Bro, fuck you. Papa John's has a papadilla. I can say COVID-dito.
Excuse me?
What is a papadito?
Okay, no, it's like a folded up pizza. Don't you guys
don't
watch
you
TV?
After that. That delicious meal.
Okay. What are you saying? Because you're not canceled. You're just dumb.
Right. But I'm saying dumb ideas aren't always bad ideas.
And what is the dumb idea that you're saying?
Bad ideas.
What's the Papa John idea?
You've never heard of a papadilla?
What is this?
It's like a folded up pizza.
I want one so bad.
They look delicious. I fell for it, even though I don't like to support the company because the dude's a psychopath, but the papadilla spoke to me.
That dude looks like fucking Pinocchio grew up and is like, yes. I'm a real executive now.
I'm going to eat 80 pizzas.
He is fucking weird looking.
My buddy Zach, who's like, you guys all know him, who's super deep into pizza. I wish I was pizza is an Instagram handle, and he does wish he was pizza. Follows Papa John, and he always sends me videos of Papa John saying the funniest shit.
It's crazy.
It's just, it's him going, Papa John. And then he's like curling holding a pizza and like curling a weight, I think. And he's like, Papa John or Papa Pump?
Yeah. He's about like riding a polar bear.
Yeah, he's got that clock in his entryway that's like animals and it rotates
it's like
and shit.
Eagles
and
it's like striking.
Yeah, and his description of it was completely wrong, I guess, says John Oliver, allegedly.
Oh, yeah. Get him, Johnny.
He gets everybody, allegedly.
Uh-huh.
Allegedly, John's going after all of them.
Uh-huh. No stone unturned.
Mm-hmm. For this podcast, let's leave tons of stones unturned. Mm-hmm. Let's just kind of kick stones, walk over a lot of them.
Dude, I like that.
I saw this video the other day. That's it.
There we go.
That is an unturned stone.
Don't need to turn that stone.
That's cool.
And see how it just made the podcast flow?
Yeah. It wasn't good.
This is our first. We got 40
it really
more
is.
To go.
We got 40 more before we're good, but it's still.
No, 39. 39 and a half more, and then we're going to be fired.
Are we already halfway done?
I'm guessing so, yeah.
Podcast time goes by fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It really does.
Mm-hmm. We're zipping. We're
what
zapping.
Else? What else can we talk about?
We're zipping. Yeah. We're zapping.
I feel like Pinocchio was a really good subject.
Yeah, that was a winner.
What about Dumbo? You guys like Dumbo? That's a fucking cool movie. The mom beats the shit out of some kids, goes to jail, and then they're like, guess what? You're going to have to dress up like a clown and jump out of buildings.
Damn. Yeah. I haven't watched Dumbo.
That's based on a real story. Mm. Allegedly.
I allegedly heard that all of Disney and Pixar and Marvel movies are based on real stories.
Mm-hmm.
Like, allegedly.
Like real humans?
Yeah,
like
allegedly.
Human stories.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly.
That is allegedly awesome. Yeah. I really love that.
Allegedly. Here's a question. Is it weird that all of our childhood man heroes have grown up to allegedly be pieces of shit? A few haven't had some sort of like weird scandal where – not even weird scandal where they just are like screaming the N-word or doing something absolutely nuts.
That's a weird scandal.
Yeah. Huh. Not even a weird – that's not that weird. It's just insane.
Just proving to be pieces of shit.
Yeah.
And you're like, damn, man. I thought my dad sucked, but you're way worse.
Yeah. You were supposed to replace my shit dad.
Yeah. That's why I came
to Hollywood.
And
now you're shit too. Turns out my dad rocks.
Arnold's really the only one. Well, he like cheated on his wife with his maid and stuff. That's a little.
And
that's,
had the kid. But then he allegedly. Glazed over it and was like, it's great. I love him.
Well, he just started. Well, he just started making so many Instagram videos with him and,
and little ponies.
Yeah. And miniature ponies that are in his kitchen, and you forgot all about the infidelity and the kid
out,
with the
pony up.
Arnold has an official Instagram?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Are you out of your fucking mind?
I don't follow that.
Oh, dude, he's got these nice ponies. Where's this? Is Cribs like in the Palisades and he's got ponies in
this
the
back. This is where the phrase pony up comes from. It's like when you're in trouble, fucking pony up. Mm-hmm. He has what are they called? Not miniature horses, but
I think they are miniature horses, right?
No, but there's dwarf horses.
Is that?
I'm offended. Yeah.
God damn, I walked into that one.
Dwarfism is a real
I'm offended. Touching the button. Canceled.
Yeah, that's
I think
that was
what they're called, though.
Miniature was fine. There was no reason to stop the word miniature when describing
these
horses.
Yeah, what's the scientific
miniature?
Name? Miniature.
Miniature.
But whatever. How are you not following him?
I didn't. I would think that he does. I don't know. Well, and he runs his account, or does he have? This is the thing. Does he have a team of people?
I think it's a little bit of
both.
Does
that matter if you're following him or not?
Because otherwise, I just will wait for his publicist to drop something. Mm-hmm. I want the inside story.
That is always how he's done. He's operated like that. He's like, wait for the publicist.
Waiting for the publicist.
Publicitist to do the publicity.
Blake is known for waiting for the publicist to come out the woodwork.
That's just my style.
Arnold being a piece of shit is subjective. That's kind of
I don't think he's a piece of shit.
If you think fucking your mate and having a kid is a problem, then yeah, he's a piece of shit. If that's okay with you.
And allegedly some people feel that way. Some people don't.
You know, I'm not going to
And we don't know what their relationship was like. Maybe they were, maybe allegedly there was tons of threesomes happening between the maid, the wife.
Right.
Maybe the animals are in there. They're watching. I'm not sure.
Own opinion from the outside, I don't like that. Okay. I don't like that. So he's kind of a piece of shit.
Okay. And that's from the outside.
Mm-hmm. That's me knowing what I know, not sitting him down and saying like, yo, were you cool with this? Mm-hmm. Like, did you guys have threesomes? Did you do this? There's a lot of nuance to this. Mm-hmm. You were not wrong.
Yes. So allegedly he's still a hero of mine.
That's good.
Okay.
You stuck with him.
Kurt Russell.
He's
golden, right?
Yeah.
He's still kind of like, hey man,
he's clean.
I'm here.
Yeah,
I'm steady as can be.
I mean, if you're not against his lack of commitment, put a ring on it already. Did he marry Goldie Hawn? Come on, man.
So you're a traditionalist. You believe in that.
I am a Christian values. You don't have sex till you're married.
That is true. I forgot about the giant cross tattoo on your back.
It's huge. It's huge. And it's getting bigger. Uh-huh. I'm adding to it.
It goes down between your butt check and then just wraps around above your dick.
Yeah. It's starting to go down my leg.
Nice.
Yeah.
Curls around your leg like a little serpent.
It's pretty sick.
You're tattoo free though, right, Blake?
I am tattoo free.
Would you ever get tatted up?
I think I would, but I do think it's a dangerous thing to start getting.
Slippery slope.
Well, I think at our age now, we're in our mid-30s, we can get. Now is the time that if you really wanted a tattoo, you could just get a tattoo.
But also, that's the age my mom got hers, and hers is like a weird sign.
I remember when your mom got the tattoo. Yeah. That was tight, dude.
You liked it?
Yeah, I thought it was cool.
What is her tat? Where is her tat?
It's like a sun with like a dove on her like shoulder.
Didn't
her and your dad get it at the same time?
Yes, they did. They got like
that's tight. That was love,
and you didn't want to get that on your chest?
I mean, maybe I should get my mom's tattoo on me.
Yes.
That's hard.
That would be so tight.
That's a beautiful
I guess I'm
thing.
Waiting for the right moment. My mom passing away.
I've seen Blake shirtless many times, and you have a nice meaty chest.
Thanks,
man. You're welcome.
No,
to
it's good.
Tattoo. Your body would look good tattooed.
Thank you.
I feel like skinnier people
look
better when they're tattooed because – not better when they're tattooed, but – tattoos look better on them than like a person like me. Like I could get really fat. Like I could just like take a left and really just become and the skin's just drooping and I've got like big old titties and now the tattoos are like underneath the folds and you don't fully see the tattoos and it's all kind of folded up onto each other. That won't happen to you.
You don't like those like old bikers that just have like the under titty tattoo.
Stretchy tats.
Or like the Vato dude who's just like lost 50 pounds.
See, I don't think that looks that good. I'll say I don't think it looks that good. I think Blake's taut. Thank hot. You. Taut.
So you're saying Blake's going to stay this taut his whole life.
I think Blake is never been never a chubby hit person.
He comes from thin stock.
He's a thin man.
True.
He's always been thin. True. I've never seen him get a little chubby.
Okay, thank you.
Sophomore just a little year. Bit back in high school, yeah.
But really? Not really.
Yeah,
I want pictures.
Sophomore year was probably my awkward stage when I had a little extra.
But right. That's your body was just gearing up for that growth spurt that I know you hit.
Oh, man. Huh.
How well do you know?
Huh. I know you hit it. This is when you find out that I've always wanted to fuck Blake.
Yeah.
I
lost my yearbook a few years ago.
This is known in Hollywood, bro.
Well, you just analyze my body. That's okay. I'm down with that.
That's all right. Well, I'm fine to do that right now. You analyze my bod.
I got to start.
Rate my bod.
Yeah, talk to him. Talk to
your
boy.
Do you remember that website, actually? Like, Hot or Not?
Hot or Not was the fucking funniest thing.
Dude.
I loved it.
Weren't you? You had a pickup, right, Kyle?
What do you mean?
You had a picture on Hot or Not?
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
I loved it. I, like, lived by it. I would check it every fucking 3 hours and be like, dude, 7.8. Check it out.
In high school, we put a homie of mine on there, and he was at, like, a 9% or something.
We have to bring that back. You guys know Hot or Not. It was like you put a picture of yourself and then the community of Hot or Not.
This was like 2002, 2003, like early internet. It was early internet.
You think anybody popped off that? You think anybody who was like the hottest person like got a call from a manager and then was on.
Oh,
like,
for sure. I bet you Hollywood was
awesome.
Let me
talk
to that
that's
person.
That's how Nick Lachey came to be.
He got his 98 degree deal.
Yeah, they're putting it. Lou Pearlman was putting together 98 degrees.
We need one more.
I would be willing to bet thousands of dollars that there's a Maxim Hot or Not issue. Best of Hot or Not.
Wait, what are you willing to bet?
I'm willing to bet thousands of dollars.
Thousands?
The grounds. Well,
put a number on it. Let's see. Maybe one of us wants to take this action.
Yeah
let's do this.
That there's a Hot or Not Maxim issue.
So you're betting thousands that.
What are you doing? As your money manager.
No. Hang on.
I feel like the
two
intersect so perfectly.
Yeah, but you should have been the editor at Maxim. I don't think they were doing that. That's why nobody fucking reads that.
All right, maybe not thousands, but they should have.
Well, see, guys, you talked Blake off this bet that I was about to take.
You could have made money.
I was about to make some coins.
It's COVID times.
I was ready to watch that money exchange.
Yeah.
I was ready.
I was in. I came in hot. I was ready to put the money on the table.
Yeah, I know you were.
You talked me off the ledge.
Dude, we used to make $10,000 bets all the time.
Yeah, we each like owe each other hundreds of thousands of dollars.
We used to bet $10,000 on a game of fucking Wii bowling.
There's a lot of
damn.
But this was before we had $10,000, so,
right, so
it was
way
easier to
funny money.
Yeah, it was funny Monopoly money.
No, it was
now you won't
not
catch
funny
me.
Money. The opposite.
It was non-existent.
Yeah.
What was the website or the app that came out when we were on Workaholics?
The Ugly Meter app.
Come on, let's not bring this one up, huh?
I was listening to Howard Stern on the way in. And it was the funniest shit I'd ever heard because everyone was getting raided and just tearing each other apart. And I downloaded it, came into the office, and allegedly made everyone do it.
Yeah.
Which I guess like you can't do, but I didn't make everyone do it, but I was like,
well, people were into
but
it.
They should be fired.
And
they
we would shame you. You would be shamed and outcast.
There would be a character named after you that we'd murder.
I remember when you made
me
do it. And
oh my God.
I'm pretty positive that I got like a 7% out of 100 or something like that.
Yeah. There
was a real. You
did something.
No,
you let your eye go a little wonkier.
That's not going to make it 7.
Because he came back and he was like, let me get another one.
It was.
And
one
it was
of
like
those
3%
moments.
Better, or maybe even worse.
Yeah, it was like something that about my face did not agree with this app, and it hurt my ego. It
it's
stung
a symmetry
me.
Thing.
Well, when you're coming
symmetry?
Off of a.
What's wrong with my symmetry?
When you're
different.
Coming off an
What's
8 on
my...
Hot or Not, only to be knocked to a 7% on the Ugly app, something's not adding
I'm
up.
I'm not saying I have
was...
a big ego. I'm just saying that it fucking stung.
Oh, that was a solid 10, 12 years after Hot or Not dropped. So the body and face does change.
Kyle gets way uglier with
age. You got way uglier at that time.
You probably had like several strokes.
You were a handsome high schooler.
I was.
Yeah,
we're
really handsome.
I was there for those years.
And let's post the pic right now.
Yeah, the bleach
tip. Do you guys see this at home? Are you looking at this?
I think this is just audio.
Is that what a podcast is?
It was homecoming royalty.
That's true.
Yes, I was. Could you be more specific, please?
I was homecoming royalty, but I lost to Paul Reif, the quarterback of the football team.
So what does that make you?
A loser.
that's not royalty.
Yeah.
No, you were royalty. Nominated. I wasn't king. I was royalty. I was pretty legit on that. I wasn't trying to puff myself up at all. Yeah,
I've seen Carrie before. I know that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Kyle like, was shit, the, he didn't win. Pull back the pig's blood.
He was the carry of our high school, for sure.
What were you guys like in high school? Because we all didn't know each other in high school. We met right after high school when we were 18 years old.
Wait.
Kyle and I did go to high school, uniquely enough.
We've known each other since we were 10, so it's like eight. How old were we?
I'm not a numbers guy.
Wait, what?
A numbers guy.
Yeah. You guys knew each other since elementary school?
Yes, that's right.
Wow. You know someone for 20 years, you're still finding out new stuff. No. I knew that. So you guys were...
Adam knew that.
I did know that. I've been to your high school.
You have.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Allegedly.
Yeah, you don't know.
How were you guys in high school? Please explain. Kyle was super popular.
I was pretty popular, I'd say.
You were royalty.
I was homecoming royalty my senior year, so I definitely worked my way up the ranks, I'll tell you that much. Uh-huh.
I was the opposite. I was homecoming royalty freshman, sophomore, and junior year, and then by senior year, they're like, we get it. You're done.
I don't understand. We don't like you anymore. What is that as a freshman?
Every grade, at least this is how it worked in our high school, every grade elected however many, four or five people to be their royalty for their class.
Yeah, but royalty. You had a prom?
No, and then you go to homecoming and you stand there like an asshole. And then they
it's just homecoming. That's what we're talking about here. Mm. Homecoming royalty. And I was it my senior year.
Mm. Okay.
Nice, dude.
And I do want to get into your guys' lives. But what's bigger, prom king or homecoming king?
I don't know. I don't remember prom king at all.
I don't think
homecoming king is at the beginning of the year and prom's at the end.
Yes. So we actually didn't have a senior prom. We had a senior ball. So that would have been called a ball king. I don't.
Mm. Oh, yeah. The ball king.
And I was the ball king of school. That's what they called
your
me.
Movie.
That's what they called me.
That's what they called me, at least.
Because I would go run and get the balls that...
So you guys had a freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, all different courts.
Yeah, and then they give you like a... like I won my sophomore year and it wasn't even... like I wasn't even a prince or anything. Damn. They gave me a sash. They gave me a sash that said attendant.
Yeah.
And you're like, bathroom attendant.
Yeah.
You put your hand over, it says a 10. You're like, hey, I'm a 10.
Hey, it sits right here.
I guess I'm a 10, yeah.
Rochelle, you want to put those hands on buns?
No.
Remember how fun that was when you just go to the dance and just one girl was just wiling out, just shaking the butt cheeks?
Just
that
a real so good cool. dancer?
Yeah, that doesn't happen anymore.
When I went to dances, I pretty much just remember breakdancing in the back.
Yeah, I don't know. I have not.
You were in that breakdance circle that
Absolutely,
would break out?
Especially in middle school, I was like, yeah, whatever, let's go try and do some flares.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the smell of those dances now?
Oh, my God.
Like, when you're there and you're drunk and you're just, like, sweaty and all, like, your hair's wet and shit, and you're just running around drinking punch.
It was a lot of it's got to reek. Super sober for me at the dances
we did it wrong as well, I think. I think we were quite sober just dancing out our demons.
By senior year,
when did you start drinking for dances? How old were you when you started getting crunk before dances?
14.
There we go, my boy.
For real?
For sure.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Durs, party animal.
I was like, but junior, senior year, I used to let it slip a little, but not going in wasted because I was always so worried that I was going to have to talk to some teacher and they're going to be like, wait a second.
That's part of the whole game.
See, I never, I was passed? The same. Like, I was like, nah, it's
you
not
guys
worth
are oldest.
It.
You guys are oldest. So, right. Like, you're the ones who are breaking the seal. Sure. I had older brothers who were like, here, child.
Yeah. Wait, totally. You go to school sober, you dumbass?
Oh, my God.
I used to smoke weed in school, allegedly.
There we go.
Yeah.
I never would do that either. I was also very, very afraid.
Yeah. That was a crazy thing I did. But there was a dark room. I was a photographer, yearbook photographer. And so it was an awesome gig because you got to go in this room that no teacher could go in for like an hour a day and just be like, I'm developing film.
Do not open the door.
And then me and my buddy, would smoke weed in there and then blow it through the vent that would go into the girls' bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And we would stuff the, like, the laundry machine.
Oh, the floof.
We'd floof with mm-hmm. the toilet paper roll, and then you put the dryer sheets in there mm-hmm. and blow it through. And I remember one day the teacher's knocking on the door, and we just finished. And she comes busting in, and she's like, "Oh, my God, what is that smell? Guys, do you have something to say to me?" And we're like, "Yeah, I do. I think these girls in that bathroom have a real addiction to marijuana, and it's disgusting. I'm getting a contact high in here." And she believed that shit.
She was like, trustworthy adult.
Hold one over on that nice person.
Yeah, on that super nice woman who was just trying to do her job. You know, you think about it, but like half the time it just has to be that they don't want to deal with it. They know you're not like a total degenerate or you're not like hurting someone. So they're just like, mm-hmm. all right. Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sure it was the girls in the bathroom who were
teachers are heroes. Yeah,
they really are, man.
Paid so much more, allegedly.
that's you're not willing to stand on that plan.
Yeah, platform. No, I think we could say that. They
Wait,
should.
Is that?
That's okay.
Yes,
I think we could
teachers
say that.
Need to be paid way more. Their jobs are insanely tough.
Yeah, man.
They're raising us and like, teaching us.
What?
I wouldn't be able to sit here and say Pacovido if it wasn't for you.
You've earned that right. How are your kids going to do with school? Blake has a daughter and Durs has two sons that are going to school and that kind of thing. How is that going to be with this next school year where they're not going?
Very serious, cool question.
this is important.
They're not going. There's no school yet.
Yeah, I have been wondering what grade do you think would be the worst to have like be living COVID through? Like what grade?
What age would suck the most?
Yeah, because I feel like with any like young kid, you can kind of still teach them somewhat. But like imagine being a high schooler where you have to be your own teacher or whatever.
That's like the kids that didn't get to walk this year or whatever. And it's like, well, that has to be so strange.
But they're already done. Remember a thing called senioritis, guys?
Yeah.
You're
for
already
sure.
on the way out. Yeah. You've probably, if you're going to go to college, you've already been looked at your college and all that stuff admitted. But if you were a junior and let's say you were looking at colleges, but you hadn't been accepted anywhere, now shit's just out the window. If you were like an athlete who's looking at scholarships, what the fuck does that look like now? If you were like going to go to Yale for acting or something or NYU and like now that's not going to happen, what are you doing? You're totally on pause.
Or if like you were set up to be the lead of the the musical.
Pinocchio?
Right. Yeah.
Pinocchio.
There's going to be
Pinocchio.
Yeah, what's going to happen? There's not even going to be any community theater for those kids.
I know. I wonder if there's going to be a generation of kids that are just dumb as shit. You know what I mean? Like if this thing lasts like 2 years and then they're just like, yeah, I never got around to math. And you're like, okay.
Yeah, they're like all good though.
By senior year, they're just like, you know what? I never learned how to count really. So it just kind of spiraled from there.
I guess like if I was in eighth grade and I was making the switch to freshman year, I'd be like kind of pumped that I get to wait another year.
Mm-hmm. You're a hella buff now showing up as a freshman.
Right.
Now.
You get
extra
a chance
jacked.
To prepare. Like,
this will be the buffest freshman.
Oh, I wonder how many just yoked ass freshman dudes are going to roll in. Their eighth grade year was just kind of a wash and they come in freshman year. Yeah. The puberty's hit because they had to hold a year.
They're so lucky.
Yeah, they're so lucky.
And they'll be primed, by the way.
Just use this time.
Going into college, they'll be a year older. Their bodies will be so much more physically developed.
God, I wish I would have started training.
Did you guys get those
in eighth grade?
Those nipple things when you were going through puberty?
What's up?
No, like your nipples hurt.
Yeah, dude. No, I didn't.
You know
but I remember
about?
Y'all
balls,
talking about that
like
all
the
time.
The hard balls,
yes,
in your
under
nipples?
Your nipples.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I haven't thought about them in years,
dude. I remember those so. And that's why, like, people would be like, "Oh, this one here," and they would grab it, and it would hurt so bad.
That's why. Yes. Maybe I'm still waiting for my growth spurt because I've never heard of
really?
This.
Really?
You never had that?
I grab
your nipples right now.
What is it called?
Right.
Sure,
we're all tweezing our nipples. All of us are touching.
And they're pretty
nipples.
Soft at the end. Now imagine a marble in the tip, and that's what it used to be.
A marble in the tip.
Yeah.
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 I specifically remember, like,
also, have you guys ever put a marble in your – never mind. Go ahead.
He also – Blake, you didn't get pit hair until you were, like,
I was
30.
A late bloomer. Sure,
I didn't get pit hair until college.
No
till,
way.
Like, mid-college, yeah.
That's why you guys are so, sophomore year.
Damn.
Well, he's my son.
I just remember grabbing either, like, Kyle or – my friend Teddy's nipples.
Fond memories.
And them flipping out like, dude, that hurt,
dude,
really
that bad.
Hurts so and bad. It was like, whoa, I thought this was something we did, man.
I loved how quiet you got when you're like, I just remember grabbing Kyle's or
it was
my
such
friend's.
A fun
I was
gonna
say grabbing,
nipple.
You know, pinching, like, you know, yeah, it's like so amongst good. Friends, we pinch nipples.
Uh-huh.
I just remember grabbing Kyle's.
Allegedly.
Hey, did they see it that way?
I don't know. Kyle, how did you feel when I did that?
No, I haven't thought about it in forever, and yet it hurts so fucking bad, man.
Sensitive.
What are those things?
What was it
I don't
called?
Know.
What is that?
That
what's
is a
in
Google
your
away. That's
I think
a Google
it's your
away.
Body being like, are these going to be titties? And then your other part of your body's like, no, we're holding off. And it's like, wait, we were just trying to make titties.
So that's
stopping.
Like,
that's a scientific.
Like the those are estrogen reasoning. Pods. So those could be estrogen pods.
I think
pods.
That's maybe. What it is.
And then possible. The testosterone at that point is like, nah.
Yeah, exactly.
And
it's
so
like,
what forms, the fuck?
Right.
It forms a marble. That could also be wildly
a milk
incorrect.
Marble.
Yeah, well, this is...
No. Are you kidding? That's allegedly. Exactly what it is.
Yeah, that's important.
It is.
That is important. What are
puberty,
those?
Puberty, what a bizarre time. Do you remember how...
Oh, my God.
Pinocchio is really a story of puberty when you think about it.
I remember being so... My dick was hard all the time.
Was?
Yours wasn't?
Still is.
No, mine.
Yeah,
mine
there's
is
no
not,
was
no,
in that. Man.
No, died mine down. Is was. My dick does not work the same way.
Hmm. He's crying.
It's not working the same way. I'll admit it. It doesn't work. Hmm. It used to be a problem, mm-hmm. and now it's a
now
problem.
Now it's a problem.
It's a problem.
Oh, you're damned if you're hard, you're damned if you're not. Uh-huh. Soft. I should have said soft.
It was definitely like there was the moment where you're like, well, there goes sweatpants. Can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Or if you got called up to the chalkboard when you have like a boner in sweatpants and you have to just tuck your butt back and do a little dance.
Sure. I've had boners.
sure.
Wait, have you had boners, Mike?
I have.
In my freshman year of high school, I stood up and I had to tuck up.
Oh, yeah.
And then one of my buddies called me out. I was like, you just had to tuck his dick up. Mm-hmm. And I
honestly
snapped. I was like, I have a boner. What's it to you? Mm-hmm. We all got them. And I like kind of went off. And after that, it was a note for if you're in eighth grade, ninth grade, and you're getting a lot of boners, call your boners out. Get ahead of it.
Well, this
it,
is
get miles. Ahead
it's
of it
mile.
Because,
yeah.
because sure. then as soon as I did that, all the kids were like, yeah, this guy's funny. He's talking about boners. I'm like, so then I wouldn't shut up about my boner. Anytime I got a boner, it was an announcement that
so,
I'm making.
So let me
I'm
get
stacking
this right.
cans on top of it.
You're going to recommend to children across America to
allegedly,
talk about their boners?
No, here's
allegedly.
What I'm saying. Allegedly, take my advice word for word, allegedly.
Okay.
If you have an erection,
good job.
Or you have, let's say you're a girl and you've got giant nipples or something. You got really hard giant nipples.
Okay,
and it's poking out, or your dick is always hard. Whatever it is, get in front of it. If you're like a fat kid, you have some fat jokes in the back pocket.
Oh, wait, hold on. You went too far. Let's stick with the nipples
and dicks.
If you're
a fat kid with huge nipples and constant boners.
I'm saying if you have a thing, because I was a crippled kid in high school or in middle school. Uh-huh. If you have a thing that people are going to make fun of you about.
Well, why don't we just stick to crippled kids calling it out, and then I think we're good.
No. Not just crippled kids, because crippled kids with boners all the time, kids with hard nipples constantly.
It's important that we as a people are able to talk about this stuff and not just make fun of each other for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like what Adam did was diffuse the situation, and it's like, why isn't that kid talking about boners at, you know, the dinner table with his family?
But
so it's not a thing. It shouldn't be a thing.
Can we at least admit that the real hero here is the friend in the classroom who audibly said, you just tucked your boner up to the rest of the class.
Yeah. Without him, we wouldn't learn a damn thing.
Yeah.
Well, for sure. I mean, you know, you need bullies. You
What's
need something.
Problem?
Or else you won't know how to deal with that situation.
There should be one bully per high school. And you run for it just like you run for prom king.
That would be
people get voted and you go, he gets the bully. He's the funniest bully. What he says is usually true. That you are ugly. You are a nerd. And he gets to ride on the back of everyone's wheelchair around the high school.
They would. They'd always take my wheelchair and push that shit. I'm like, this isn't your job, man.
If you had an electric wheelchair at my high school, you were somebody's ride to class. That was just the deal you made with the environment.
I never got the – I think my parents didn't have enough money to spring for the electric one. They were like, yeah, well, someone's pushing you.
Mm-hmm. But that's why you're so good at doing the balancing thing too, though.
I'm good on crutches. I'm good in a wheelchair, yeah.
Did you think that you weren't going to be able to have boners after your accident? Or was this pre-boner?
For those of you that don't know, I had like a bad accident when I was a kid. I was hit by a cement truck. I couldn't walk for almost 2 years. And I was mostly worried about my boner. And
so that's the truth.
I was worried about it, but I was like too young to like really know. I was like going into sixth grade. So that's right when boners are starting to pique your interest. And you're like, what's going on down here? Mm-hmm. I do remember, this is a gnarly story. One of the first times I ejaculated, and I was taking a bath because I couldn't stand in a shower. My mom had to pick me up out of a wheelchair and place me in a bathtub. And I'm jerking off. Meanwhile, I jerked off like this.
He's doing two fingers right now.
Dude, that was the move, by the way. Yeah, and then you get to a full circle.
Yeah, and like, then you go, okay, then you go two hands.
Never got there. Yeah.
But I was jerking off in the bathtub.
Two hands.
Came in the bathtub.
Wow. Good.
You know, good.
Sure. Just
and then as soon as I came, I looked down and saw something floating in the bathtub, and it was my toe.
What the fuck?
You got the cum toe.
My toe fell off. My baby toe on my left foot, you guys know how I have a little nub.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
My baby toe on my left foot was like charred, and they're like, this will probably just fall off at some point. Mm-hmm. And it fell off and I started screaming, and I'm naked just with jizz water in the bathtub, and my mom comes running in, and she's like, oh my god, your toe. And I'm like, get out of here, get out,
it is not safe for you. Wait, so when you jizz in the water, are you kind of like scooching around to like dodge it, and like the flows of the water, it's like coming after you?
And then like, yeah, it was like the first time. So like, I've done it multiple times before that where nothing came out. Yes. Yeah. Nice.
This is what we got to talk about, is the pre-able to come jerk off sessions.
Where it's just the air coming out?
Yeah. What the fuck, man? Yeah. That was weird. Yeah.
Hey, so if any kids are listening to this and you guys are pre-coming and you're not, and there's no jizz coming out, get ahead of it.
Oh, man.
Scream that from the rafters at your local middle school.
And if you're just tuning in now, this is important.
You know, it's very important.
This is important. Do you guys have any take-backs or apologies that we want to get out of the way here? Ooh. Because we've been talking about a lot of stuff, and I feel like we maybe stepped on a few toes. And I want to keep our friendship at a certain level with each other, because I do. Yeah. I love you guys. I do think you guys are idiots and assholes a lot of times, but I do really love you guys. So any take-backs or apologies?
Or maybe compliments?
Or compliments. Yeah, if you want to throw that out there.
Pickbacks, apologies, compliments?
Well, I'd like to compliment you all for being open and sharing. That was really, really awesome. And I'd like to take back the fact that I said that I think it will take 30 to 40 episodes for the show to be good. Now I think it's going to be closer to like 10 to 15.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, that's a big upgrade.
Yeah. I would like to compliment on your optimism.
Thank you.
But I would like to take back the fact that I was a little mean earlier to Kyle about his agriculture. I just think maybe I'm jealous because I can't do that. And I know that you can't see my face. I'm behind a mask, being COVID safe right now, but I am serious.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And also, I'd like to apologize to you, Anders, for jumping down your throat about the ratatouille thing.
Sure, of course.
That was out of control. On my end, it was rage sneaking up, and I'm currently in therapy dealing with that. So I don't want to take it back, but I do want to apologize for it.
Sure. Okay, fair enough.
It was a knee-jerk, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. There was some truth. I got hot.
Yeah. Well, watch Ratatouille. It's very good.
I'd like to apologize, not to you guys. I was forthright with all my feelings to the three of you.
Interesting.
But to those elementary school kids and middle school kids that I was saying, hey, get out in front of it.
Yeah.
I don't want to take that back. And I don't want to apologize for that, but I guess I want to reiterate it.
You want to compliment yourself.
I would like to compliment my great advice.
And
to
start
them,
a foundation.
And start a foundation called, and Durs can go in with this for me, one bully per school.
Mm-hmm. Get in front of it.
Get in front of it.
I feel that. That's
hey guys,
beautiful.
What a fun first podcast. And I just want to say, I had a blast, mm-hmm. and everything we said, this was important.
Allegedly.
This
is important.
Very important.
It was very important, a lot of stuff that we said. And you know, other podcasts you listen to, and it might be about the news, and it might be dealing with, you know, political strife, and people talking about how people went and marched. We didn't do any of that, okay?
I marched several times. Just want to get that out there. And marched with my family.
Okay.
Made sure that they understood what's happening out in the world.
I'm having those tough conversations with my family. That's what I'm doing.
But okay. This show isn't political.
So you're telling me you marched into your parents' house and you said,
I've been marching on the phone with my dad.
Okay.
I'm doing an individual family tree march.
Yeah. Where I've been marching a lot on the phone with my father.
Oh, boy.
All right, guys. Good first podcast.
Let's end on a high note.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!